Sometimes I feel like if you don't change your hair, but I feel like the kinds of people that don't want to be there, they're not worth chasing.
That's true, but that's what everybody's saying, but we still end up chasing people, no?
Moon!
Yeah, but you gotta tell yourself at some point that the fact that you have to chase them is already not a good sign. Like, there's no hope that maybe
okay, but
you chase them,
like,
they'll change their minds and love you.
How could you really change your mind about something like that when, like, let's just say a person, for example, like your mom, you've always been, per se, chasing her approval of you. So, how can you, like, detach yourself from that?
I mean, you can't detach yourself from the pain of
in
it.
In every situation.
But you can just be conscious of it.
That's not really
I think I might have something like that one. Like, where I low-key chase my people.
The thing is that, like, once
that's
my father died, my mother became that. Like, she became both people. So it's like, now I have to, like, look to you for everything that I don't have with my father, you know? And then it just puts extra pressure on her, of course. But it's just like, I guess she's never gonna live up to my expectations.
What are your expectations?
Well, I always expected my mother to choose me, but I always felt like she chose men. Does that make sense?
My best friend was homeless because her mother would rather her boyfriend not be mad
thank
at her
you.
Than her daughter live with her. Like, she
thank
was
you
16.
For this.
You're welcome. My best friend's mom, my best friend's mom's boyfriend hated my best friend, Giovanna. Her mom's boyfriend hated her. And just, like, at some point he kicked her out, and her mom didn't do anything. Like, her mom just let him do it. So she was homeless for quite a bit because of that. Now she's all good and shit, but, like she's good, like, she's not homeless. She has a home. But, yeah, that shit happens. Sometimes that just happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just what it is.
Yeah!
You don't even have to do it like that. You literally go down.
No, because you're here.
Okay. You gotta listen to it, though. You can't fool yourself and tell yourself that it's something else. If somebody's constantly lying to you, then you have to admit to yourself that they did lie and that these lies mean something. You can't tell yourself, well, actually, they meant to tell the truth. Or, well, if you think about it this way, then it's actually the truth. You know? Like, I don't know, like, if somebody mistreats you, you have to be honest to yourself that they did mistreat you.
I know, but I was just oppressed for so long, you know?
I like your tattoo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Anyways, so I felt like I was suppressed for, like, so long with my mom. Like, I wasn't allowed to express how I felt about anything. Like, because anything I expressed myself about was disrespectful to her.
I had that feeling too with my mom.
That's toxic, isn't it?
Yeah, it just means that it's narcissistic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's like then, you know, for things that I needed to tell her, I didn't. I didn't tell her, like, if I needed it. I was scared to ask her if I needed something so simple, like a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Like, it was weird, you know? I was scared of her. I don't think that's normal.
It's not.
Why?
Why?
No, I'm not. I'm really, really sober.
And both of my parents, like, were freaking scary, so.
It's not
normal. Like, my dad was a big guy. He was 6'5". And a giant, and he wasn't really the type to communicate, but I knew, like, he cared about us because he would show us in ways, but, you know, he just wasn't vocal about it ever. And then my mom, she's also very, like, cold and standoffish.
My mom feels like she wants affection.
Oh, that's so nice.
Something. Thank you. With my mom, it feels like if she wants or needs affection, like a hug or whatever, if she needs help, then, like, I have to give her help. But if I need to, like, some help or some affection or whatever, well, I'm grown.
Oh my God, he's a baby.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Okay.
But like, do you feel like your view of your mom has changed since you were young, or?
Definitely. Oh my god. My parents divorced when I was 8, and like I saw my mom as like my savior in a way. Oh, now I don't have to live with my dad, like my abusive dad, who I was like scared of sometimes. Like, I really loved my dad when I was younger, but at some point he got scary. He didn't treat me right. He didn't treat me with love or care. Scary.
I know. Hmm? He looks pretty.
That's so sad.
Yeah. It's good.
Next. I think it's good to talk about though.
Yeah.
Cause I feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I feel better saying it. Like,
well, not that I feel better saying it, I just feel, like, less heavy about it.
Yeah, it's when you talk about it, it makes it not a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's why it's important to talk about things. Because when you put them out into the world, they're real now, and it's not like a fantasy thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just a thought that exists in your head. Now you vocalized it, and yeah,
it feels better.
My ear
feels a little lighter.
Yeah, it's just so much stuff that I'm just like holding on to, and I'm just like, one day, like, do you ever feel like that? Like, one day I'll say it. One day I'll
say what?
One day I'll like voice it. One day it won't be in my head anymore.
Yeah, I'm not that kind
voice of what?
Like, stuff that happened to you as a kid and stuff.
I'm in a constant process of voicing it.
Recently,
you don't just say it one time to one person. You have to keep having the conversation over and over again.
Why?
Because each time you're going to hear it from with different ears. You know? Like, the person you were last year is not the person you are now. So you don't see things the same.
Not at all.
So
I don't even know who that person
if
was.
If I was talking to you last year, you probably would be replying to me differently. You would be interpreting my words differently. You know, maybe you would have been resistant to some things and open to others, or vice versa. You know, like, it's just you're a different person now. So that's why you have to keep rehaving the conversation. Because each time you're a different person having the conversation.
Okay.
You get to revisit it. You know, like, when you're a kid and you first experience something, and then, like, a year passes and you remember it, and then 5 years pass, and then 10 years pass. Each time you remember it, it's different. Maybe you remember it with fondness, and then maybe you think it's bitter later on, you know? Maybe you realize something about your past that you didn't realize before, so now the memory means something else completely. So every time you, like, you grow in real life and you revisit these things, like for me, body image is something I'm going to have to revisit for the rest of my life. But I know that the way that I've been visiting it lately, like, I've been visiting it with a lot of positivity
and
like, self-acceptance, because I'm finding the environment where I can. But, like, last year, well, I was examining it from a place of I'm unhealthy and I need to lose weight because
yeah.
I'm not thin. Like, I was a completely different person in that regard. Like, I honestly believed that there was something wrong with my body, like, even up to that age.
Yeah, I still feel that way about myself. Like, I have to live by a certain standard. And
but, like, why? Why can't you just enjoy life now?
Well, because
in the body
I feel like people don't, the people that I've always been surrounded with don't accept me, like, for who I am.
Well, you gotta accept yourself, and then you'll find people that accept you, too.
But how do I come to that?
You
how
let
I come
them,
to that understanding?
You let them not accept it. What's gonna happen is, like, when you accept for yourself that my body is okay, then the people in your life that tell you your body is not okay, you're gonna be naturally repulsed by them. Like, you're just gonna be like, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. Y'all are crazy, pseudoscience, whatever, and you're not gonna want to be around those people, and you're not gonna care about what they think, because you know that they're wrong.
I literally blocked, like, I had to block my grandma from calling me, and
really?
I don't regret it.
You shouldn't. Like, family members are not supposed to make you feel unsafe like that.
No, I mean, I thought about it the other day, I was really, really high, and I was just like, wow, I don't ever recall a time ever in my life where my grandma told me that I was pretty.
That's crazy.
Ever.
I took it for granted. I used to be like, well, you know, they're my parents, of course they think I'm pretty. They're my grandma, of course she thinks I'm pretty. And, like, I didn't realize when I was younger that, you know, it's not actually a granted thing. Like, some people don't get to hear that from their parents growing up.
Yeah.
They don't. My mom says it now, but it's like really forced and it feels not real. It's fake.
Why do you think it's fake?
Because she never, I don't know. I feel like she just uses it to get to me, you know.
Why would it get to you though? Like,
I don't know, because she knows. Like, I used to write her letters about how I felt. Because I never, like, had the heart to actually talk to her about certain things. So I'll, like, write her letters. And it never changed anything, though, so. I don't know.
You just tell me to live. We're going to get in the barber chair.
Where are we going with this? Because I'm, like, so
I'm really stoked, also. Same. So, like, it's okay. We're both a little confused. But we're vibing.
Unbothered.
There you go. Do you want to paint?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah, I never had before.
Aye!
Do you know how to use acrylics?
No idea.
It's
that looks so fun, though.
It's water soluble, so use water. When it dries, you cannot re-wet it, but while it's still wet, you can add water and make it thinner. Like, yeah, and it'll dry faster with less water. Like, if you don't use any water at all, it's going to dry very fast. It's going to be very opaque. But you can also make it very watery by using water.
Operate on it.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Here's your choice of brushes. Here's paint. I'm only using red, yellow, white. That's what I'm using. This is not red. This is blue, and this is red. This is like a grayish brown. When you add white to this brown, it turns.
Where do you buy these?
I got these at Target.
Bitch,
yeah.
I told you what house it said.
At Target.
Thank you.
I'm gonna
Target even open these things?
I don't know. I don't know if they're considering an essential business or not.
It should be.
Target is open.
Okay. There's a line.
There's a fucking big ass line.
Where's the shop right now?
This is your palette.
It goes
now.
All the way down to the gas station.
Oh shit.
Oh shit, she's an extra large paper.
Got it.
Cool. I kind of want to keep this paper. She's so big. Wow, I wasn't expecting that to be how they had it. I don't know if this will work, but we'll try it.
I think it should.
Yeah. Just squeeze a little bit of paint out on there. This is a good brush. Here's water. It's a little tinted.
I get that one. That one's sharp.
This is a good brush. Like, even when you were a kid?
I'm lying, I did once. I went to, wine and sipping.
Is it, like,
that's
where
the only time I ever went.
You drink
and
you paint?
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. I've always wanted to do one of those, but I was always underage. But now I'm not, but now we're in quarantine!
It's nice.
We're in quarantine. I don't actually
feel like
hate
it's
it.
Actually.
I don't hate it. I'm lying. I don't hate it.
This is probably one of the best things that is ever gonna happen to us. It's gonna.
Low-key, in the sense that we have all this free time, but also not so much because a lot of things are at stake. I don't completely hate it. I'm really thriving, low key. Like, I'm doing a lot of things that I haven't done in years. Like,
yeah.
You know? But also, like, I don't know. A lot of things are at stake. I don't know what we don't know what the future's gonna look like. It's scary.
It is scary, but we should accept it now, because
it's scary, like,
to change it.
But I feel like we should, like, most of us, like, I know, I think all of us, like, here today are lucky, you know, like, some people actually got evicted from their houses.
Really?
Yeah, like, people have been, like, kicked out and stuff like that, like, I would doubt if they weren't. Like, we have food, you know, like, we just have things. That's something we really struggle.
Are you supposed to wet it first?
You can. You don't have to.
Doesn't.
Oh, yeah, you'll see.
Oh.
It thins it. It helps you spread it.
Oh, this is so amazing.
Yeah. Paint whatever your heart desires.
Whatever
paintbrush
takes
you. What?
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm fucking shaving his face.
Shaving?
Yeah. Well, I'm giving his face a shit.
No.
Don't laugh at my paintings.
Why would I paint at your laughings? I'm a dumbass.
I don't know what the fuck I'm on to, so
don't judge me.
I'm also just painting randomly.
I'm sorry, this is it. Brace yourself. Brace yourself, fool!
Me too.
Oh, you're finally gonna do it.
Is it a tree?
It's supposed to be, yeah. Does it look
good? I can tell it's a tree.
Well, that's good.
Don't judge your art before you die.
That's good. No, you're right. I don't know what's gonna happen here. It could be a tree right now, but could be something else later.
Yeah. The number one key to art is that you don't judge it when you're doing it.
Because
it's not finished. You don't let other people judge it either.
Oh, okay. That's fun. I literally never I painted with my mom, but they told us what to paint too, so that doesn't really count, right?
Why?
I don't know.
If I tell you to
it
paint a tree.
It felt mechanical.
If I tell you to paint a tree, and I tell Alawa to paint a tree, I tell Adolis to paint a tree, and I tell John to paint a tree, we're all gonna paint different trees.
But we were following someone, though.
Yeah, but we're all gonna have our own unique take on trees.
That is true.
Like, that's what art is. Art is all copying, right? Like, even like styles evolve because it's people trying to copy the past, but they add their own twist to it.
Oh.
Same thing with music. If you notice, like with, I think it's easy to explain with music, like with pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of the songs sound the same, like they follow like the same rhythm signature, they have like the same types of lyrics, you know, like they're like about love or going to like parties and stuff. Like they're very predictable, right? But they're still a hit. Like people still like them, people still listen to them, they generate a lot of money. And it's a genre of music, right? And then if you also look at like the evolution of metal, I don't know. I'm getting too deep into it. I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop because I'm confusing myself.
It looks like I didn't do anything here.
Here's this. Do it like this.
Okay, cool. That's easier.
It's a fan. It'll give you patterns like a circle, like a half circle, like that. To make your own thingy. And you get to do it however you want. Fuck the rules. Fuck the police.
You fucking spoiled ass brat.
I'm thinking about trying. This red and yellow, this brown and this white, is how I got all of the skin tones in this. Like, I got a lot of diversity. This is just four colors.
Let me see. Oh, wow. That's
black.
Amazing.
Yeah, look at all of the skin colors. Like, there's pinks and fleshes and cocos and browns. And, like, look, this is a really nice white fleshed color. This is, like, This is like the shadows on your face. It's like brown. Like it's this really nice cool brown. This is like a tanner color. You got purples, you got everything. Look at this. It's really pretty. You got a lot of range for it. It's amazing what you can do with just like three colors, I guess. Yeah, it's three colors.
You motherfuckers growing on your eyelid, bitch.
Try mixing the colors. Like, try mixing.
What do you mean?
Put white on your palette. This gives you a lot of depth. It's an easy way. I think other side. Oh, I'm wrong. I'm blind. Like, mix some of the green with the white. Use water when you mix it, it'll help. Like, mix the green part.
This one or that one?
Either one, just mix it with anything. Add white to it.
Leave me alone!
Yay. You see how it's like a little paler?
Yeah.
It's like a different quality. Like, this pink is just this red with white. And it looks really different. That's the, you can add a lot of depth by adding white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys coming back?
Yes.
No.
Where the fuck are you at?
Why do you hate us?
You're on the other side of this wall.
Well, we're in the cube thingy.
We're in the cube, bitch.
I don't know. I'm not good, that good at this. So.
I'm
trying to
tree. Are you making a tree?
I was trying.
Continue,
keep
bitch.
Going.
What
bitch, you're not
trying?
Done.
I know
finish.
I'm not done.
This, she judging herself before she even finished.
What the fuck you mean you're judging yourself before you even finish?
I never paint. I don't know how to do this.
No one knows that.
No one knows how to do it. Your brush and your hand just does it all for you.
It's just experimenting. True. Do you like the coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Yeah.
Take pride in my coffee.
Yeah, it's really good.
I like coffee.
Like, it always makes me feel safe. So.
Yeah, I really like that. Coffee's a really safe drink for me, too. It has lots of good memories.
I used to be shy when I was.